I often get asked whether before I go on stage to host or to speak or before any big live show, if I still get nervous. And I always say, of course, I still get nervous. I'll actually be more nervous if I don't feel nervous before speaking or hosting. I think it keeps me on my toes. It keeps me in that weird, uncomfortable space that motivates me to give my best. And it's an odd feeling because right before I speak or I host live, I'm so nervous, jittery, like there's butterflies in my stomach. And then as soon as I step on stage and start talking, a few minutes into it, I feel like I'm in my comfort zone or I'm in the zone. And I do recognize and acknowledge that I'm so fortunate to have this as a job. But I think something we all have in common is that we all have these skills, these gifts that feel like that to us, that when we're actually using it, we're in our zone. And that's something I hope that all of you do get to experience, or if not, do get to find. And I hope this episode helps with that. Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Today on the pod, I am very happy to be able to share with you a talk that I just gave recently at the Jewels Conference. So this is the all-women's conference of the Feast, the Community by Brother Bo Sanchez, and it was specifically a talk for women, and the theme given to me was unleashing her potential, embracing our God-given skills and gifts. But even though it is for women, I feel like it's both generic and specific enough for all identifying genders. And so I do hope that you enjoy this episode. I suggest you take down notes on your phone or maybe grab your journal. So let's get right to it. Hi everyone! It's so wonderful to be here. I was invited to speak about this, unleashing her potential, empowering women to embrace their God-given abilities. And I know that a lot of you sort of already know kung ano yung God-given abilities ninyo, di ba? Yes? Tama? Yes? Sort of my idea. I thought about it, and the way I wanted to share today is by giving you 5 questions that you can ask yourself. A lot of you probably journal, a lot of you probably meditate and pray and reflect at the end of the day or at the start of the day during your quiet time. So I hope that these questions, these prompts, might be helpful for you. All right, number one, something you can ask yourself, what are the things that come easy to me? Or what are the things that other people go to me for? This was something I heard just recently. I was listening to Jenna Zoe. She is the founder of My Human Design. And she was talking about sometimes we have skills or we have gifts that come so easy to us. Yung magmula bata tayo, sobrang dali. To the point that we don't think it's special. Kasi nga, andali lang, 10 minutes lang, tapos ko na. 10 minutes kaya kong magluto. 10 minutes kaya ko gumawa ng spreadsheet. 10 minutes kaya ko mag-organize ng isang buong grupo at mag-mobilize, diba? Some things come easy to some of us. And because it's so easy, medyo nawawala yung feeling natin na special. Kasi for some reason in our heads, baka kailangan, grabe, grand. I learned it. Winorkshop ko, talagang inaral ko for it to be special. When in fact, at an early age, madami tayong mga skills and gifts that come so easy to us and we overlook it, think it's ordinary, think it's normal. Pero actually, those are what make us special. Those are our gifts. Minention ko yung cooking, minention ko yung spreadsheets kasi hindi ako magaling dun at all. Like if you ask me to cook, nakos, baka 1 hour ang abutin ko following a recipe. So when I see someone who can whip up a dinner for 6 in 10 minutes, I'm like, wow, ang galing niya. And I'm sure a lot of you know how to do that. And you think, araw-araw ko naman ginagawa to, hindi naman to special. I'd like you to know that that is truly, truly special. Another thing, ano ba usually yung pinupuntahan ka? Tapos tatanong, uy, baka naman pwede mong gawin to. Or, uy, may problema ako sa ganito. What do you think I should do? And sometimes, again, the answers come so easy to us. Tapos feeling natin, normal lang to, anyone can do this. When in fact, and I'm sure you see this now, the more you meet other women, you're like, ay, special pala to. And the more you meet other women, the more you feel like, ay, meron siyang something na, pero hindi ko kaya yun ah. The more we meet women, like in this community, the more we know we all have different special gifts talaga. And I guess to further this question, I'd like to ask you, am I using my gifts? I interviewed Regine Velasquez Alcacid a few years back. And I asked her about, of course, her legendary singing career, di ba? Sabi ko, how do you keep going? Singing so much all the time. Just last night, kasama ko siya sa event. She wasn't feeling 100%, but she was still singing. And I will never forget what she told me in that interview. Sabi niya, when you are given a gift, you are meant to share it. And when she said that, I was like, that's true. I mean, I feel like it's something we all know, but we have to be constantly reminded na, yes, we do have these gifts. And the reason na binigay itong gifts na to sa akin is because we're meant to share it, di ba? Hindi para lang sa sarili natin, pero to do things for others as well. So if you reflect on that, those questions, I hope you realize that when you identify kung ano yung strengths mo, and when you identify din ano yung weaknesses mo, di ba? Ito yung sinabi ko kanina na, uy, ito kayang-kaya niya, ito parang it's something I need to work on, di ba? When you identify your strengths and weaknesses, figuring out your path, your passion, your purpose, it comes with much more ease. So just some things to ponder. Number two, okay, kind of know. O sige, magaling ako dito, dito. Are you fully owning these skills? And do you find joy in having these skills? I don't know why, pero tayo mga babae, may tendency na tayo, uy, ang galing-galing mo naman sa ganyan. Hindi, wala lang yan. Parang we have this tendency na, I don't know if it's like, we grew up hearing it, that's why we answer that way also. Parang medyo minsan nahihiya tayo na i-own. Uy, ang ganda ng ginawa mong ano, outfit today, the whole look, it's nice. Ito, wala lang to, di ba? We're like that, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but then parang, I guess we, again, as women, have to remind each other na let's fully own it. Kunyari, you presented or performed or pitched in the work that you do. Hey, great presentation. Talaga? Sure. Hindi ba parang yung nabulol ako nung side? Yung parang we question ourselves, right? And I guess if you look at that in a way na points to improve in the future, okay then. But I guess my point in asking this question is let's fully own it. Let's fully stand in our power. In an ideal world, ganun tayo, hindi natin question yung sarili natin. But at least internally, di ba? Let's fully own it. So are you fully owning these gifts? Are you enjoying sharing these gifts? And if not, a question to ask yourself also, what's stopping me? I think I had been hosting for 8 or 9 years professionally. This was around 2010. I was writing on the side, ganyan. And I was given the opportunity to be the editor-in-chief of then Meg Magazine. It was a young women's magazine. I don't know who remembers it. And I remember thinking, wow, what a great opportunity. Parang I want to take this, pero kaya ko ba to? Ayan na naman yung self-doubt. I talked to the team, to the bosses who were hiring me, and I sort of saw their vision and saw kung bakit ako nga. And so even though I was fearful, even though I was questioning kung kakayanin ko ba yung role na to, what a responsibility, diba, to be in charge of putting together, nako sa mga bagets, ang magazine, dati, monthly, may mga stories, o may mga issues, every month lumalabas yan. So it's quite a task, diba, to put together. And there was this, I guess, intuition voice inside me that was saying, hindi, go for it. You will grow. It's not in your comfort zone. But diba, sabi nga nila, growth never happens in your comfort zone. So that was what was stopping me. But I guess when I fully owned nga na, hindi nila ako tatanungin kung hindi ko to kaya. And so I went for it. And then I went on to take that role for around 5 years. I guess what I want you to take away is the moment kasi you start owning your skills, the moment i-claim mo, sige, ito, dito ako magaling. Dito ako magaling. That's the moment you step into the person that you were meant to be, that you were created to be. And you know what the beautiful thing is? We were meant to fill different spaces in the world. And so the more you, I guess, para siyang puzzle, ito skills mo. And then the whole puzzle creates you. We all have different looking puzzles. And that's the beauty, diba? We're all unique. Number 3, and I'm sure pasok na pasok kayo dito. Am I surrounded by like-minded people who share similar values? Yan. The more you surround yourself with like-minded people, and not just like-minded people, the more you surround yourself with like-minded people with shared values, the more you are setting yourself up to thrive. That's so important. I remember when I was growing up, you know when you're growing up, tas parang you're kind of figuring out, san ba ko, sino ba ko? Parang, I remember nabarkada ko sa mga mas into active lifestyle, sports. Akala ko, yun ako, oh, mas active. And then may time na barkada ako sa mga mahilig gumimik. Ah, ito ako, ganyan. I've always been a nerd, but then feeling ko parang, syempre when you're young, you want to fit in, you want to be liked, diba? I'd never really fully leaned into being a nerd, kasi I'm a nerd. I realized in life, the more I leaned into my nerdness, the more people like me were drawn to me. Sometimes we try so hard to fit in and sort of adjust ourselves to fit into where we want to fit in. And I wish this is something I knew in my teenage years. But parang I guess the more we lean in to who we are, to our gifts, the more talaga naturally mag-gravitate towards you yung mga tao who share your same vision, who share your values. Number 4 that you can sort of reflect on to anyone who journals as well. I learned this. I took this like short journalism course before. And in the context of journalism, sabi niya, when writing a story, you always ask, what do they need? And what do I have? Or what can I give? Tapos nung sinabi niya yon, me kasi my background, I'm a communications major, pero philo minor ako. Bet na bet ko yung philosophy. So even if sinabi niya yan in a journalism sense, meaning gagawa ka ng story, magsusulat ka ng news report, what do they need? Meaning anong kailangan ng tao, ng reader, and what do I have or what can I give as the writer or as the storyteller? Sabi ko, parang may deeper meaning yan. Parang it's applicable to life, which it is. What does the world need? And what can I share? So I think whenever we want to embrace our God-given gifts, that's something you can ask yourself. Ano ba yung kailangan na nakikita ko? At ano yung sa tingin ko maibibigay ko? That's so powerful. And again, the beauty is that lahat tayo iba-iba ng makikitang kailangan ng mundo at lahat tayo iba din ng maibibigay to address that need. And a reminder to everyone, that moment that you find that sweet spot of what the world needs and what you can offer, it's really the moment that you get on the path of living your purpose. And I wanted to emphasize this, that when I say what does the world need and what can I give, this is not just about our work, our career. A lot of times, we're defined by what we have done in our work life, diba? And this is something that I've realized recently, and whenever I'm asked now, parang, what do you want your kids to become in the future, diba? I guess a generation ago, ibang-iba yung sagot doon. For me right now, what I always answer is, what do I want my kids to become? I say, I just want my kids to be happy and to have that gift to find what it is that they want to do. My husband and I have been very fortunate that we found what we love to do. And I think for our kids to find that as well is like our mission, right? That's our role as a parent, to help our kids find what they want to do, which usually will be based on their gifts. And so when I say, what does the world need and what can I give? Hindi lang yan sa career. That is in your role at home. That is in your role in your circle of friends, in your community, in this community. There's this, I guess, usual thing we do here. Hi, what's your name? Yeah, so what do you do? And when we are asked, what do we do? What's the first thing we think of answering? Our work, diba? Ah, I work in ganyan. There is so much more to us than our work. And when you ask yourself, Ngana, what does the world need and what can I give? Do not limit it to career. And I say this as an extremely career-driven person. Now I'm opening up to the fact that there is so much more to me than my job. And I would like to pass that message on to you, that whatever it is that you do for work, there is so much more to you than just that. Tayo mga babae, we're so multifaceted, di ba? Yes. Okay, last thing to reflect on. We have these skills, we have these gifts, great. Are you honing these skills? Are you developing them? Are you trying to master them? Because that's another thing, di ba? We can be given it, but if we don't use it, if we stay stagnant. So yung binigay sa atin ni God na gifts, let's make sure, di lang siya gamitin, pero let's level up with whatever that is. And I guess we can ask ourselves, are there things I can do to grow the skills I have and go beyond? Kasi I feel like, if you look at it as a Venn diagram, and in each circle of your Venn diagram, you put your skills. All of us will have an entirely different looking Venn diagram or puzzle, to my point earlier. And the way I feel that we can all go beyond is if we can step back, look at that diagram or that puzzle and say, uy, these skills, these gifts, they actually feed into each other. Ah. They actually support each other, in that if two women who have exactly, or let's say 80% the same skills, informed also by their background, their life experiences, if you give them the same thing to do, they'll do it differently. Because we are all unique. So try to hone that. Try to see, uy, how can my different skills and gifts help each other, so that what I bring to the world will not just be helpful, but uniquely me. And we all have that. Ah. We all have that. When you pursue the path that you're meant to take by leaning into all these skills, all these gifts, I've been calling them gifts, diba? And I believe this, your gifts, they're your clues. They're your clues to sang path ka ba dapat. The more you lean into them, the more opportunities will open up to you. And it's up to you to choose which path you're gonna take. We're all busy. We all have our own, I guess, skill sets, to-do lists, pinagkakaabalahan, gifts. And in this time, it's easy to be, go, go, go. Ito yung gifts ko, ito yung skills ko, ito yung kailangan ko gawin, ito yung to-do list ko. But I would like to remind all of you that in the pursuit of your passion, your purpose, and in using your gifts, you always also have to remember that giving your body and mind time to rest is essential. I don't know if I'm saying this because I'm older now and nararamdaman ko na sa likod ko at sa tuhod ko, but you have to give your body time to rest and to heal. And I know that sometimes due to responsibilities, di ba, kulang talaga. Lalong-lalo na mga nanay. Minsan sa dami ng gagawin, kulang talaga. But you have to rest. Kasi paano ka magbibigay if hindi ka nakapahinga? So with that, I would like to again say thank you so much for inviting me. And again, I hope each and everyone in this room knows and feels and owns how special you are. You have to believe that you are special and that you were given these gifts to use them, to own them, to share them. I again would like to thank the whole Jewels and the Feast team for having me. It was such an honor to be your speaker, and I would like to thank everyone who has been tagging me in their stories and their posts, whether you watched in person at SMX or online. And in case this is the first time you're hearing this talk, I would also love to hear from you, which is your favorite takeaway, what is your answer to any of these questions and prompts. Please do share it, post about it, and tag me at I Am Super Biaka on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please also tag and follow Paano Ba To on Instagram. You can also join our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. If you did enjoy this episode, please make sure you are following Paano Ba To the podcast by clicking the follow button. And you can also click the bell button so that you're notified every time merong bagong episode. And if you are feeling generous today, please give us a 5-star rating as well. Again, thank you so much for joining me here on Paano Ba To the podcast, created and hosted by me, Biaka Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!